Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast says going to be decreasing clouds today. A little breezy, but cooler. High only near 60 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's cloudy, 51. 49 in Burlington. It's 52 in Milwaukee. Racine checks in with cloudy conditions, also 51 degrees. The proposed 2016 budget from Racine Mayor John Dicker to the Common Council includes no staff or service cuts, no hike in fees, pay raises for employees left out the last few years, slightly higher capital spending, and a 32-cent per thousand change in the tax rate. The mayor talking about the thankless task of cutting staff and services since 2009 because of state-imposed levy limits, but he said local efforts have paid off.
We looked at every budget as a long-term proposal with a focus on the future. That's why I'm proud to say that I'm introducing a budget with a zero increase in operations for the fifth straight year, and more importantly, there will be no cuts in staffing and no cuts in services for 2016. I want to thank Administrator Friedel, all of our department heads who worked so hard over the last 6 years to get where we are today.
Dickert mentioning results from lobbying efforts in Madison regarding revenue.
We were able to hold off additional cuts in shared revenue, transit aids, and road aids. Our efforts in Madison are working, and I want to give special thanks to all the folks at the League of Municipalities who organized and ran point on all of our efforts in Madison.
Mayor Dickert's budget message also touching on streetlights, a comprehensive bicycle plan, and upgrades to North Beach. The budget review process will begin October 19th. The meat and potatoes of the budget proposal presented to the council after the message from the mayor. City Administrator Tom Friedel noting this fifth straight year of a zero increase budget is the result of past decisions. 2016 to include a slight increase in the debt service levy to help pay down principal and interest, including the refinanced Wisconsin retirement system.
Total estimated levy for 2016 is $53,106,147. That's a 1.95% increase. Again, all of that is in the debt service budget. For the property taxpayers, that will be a 32 cents per thousand of valuation on their tax bill if they have the same valuation year over year. There will be no increases in fees this year, none in the sanitary sewer fee, none in the stormwater fee, no change in the recycling fee, and no increase in the wastewater maintenance charge.
Friedel noting that health care costs have gone up only slightly. That has played a positive role in the budget. The undesignated reserve fund that's been needed in past years, 2016, a much better figure that'll be used, according to Friedel. Capital improvement targeting $8 million in bonding toward road projects, $2 million toward vehicle purchases, $1 million on other equipment, and $750,000 toward a new fire engine. The council's committee of the whole review process on the budget will begin next Monday night. The budget public hearing is November 5th. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss created a task force on urban education, and that group is scheduled to have a public hearing this afternoon at UW Parkside after touring schools in Racine and Kenosha Unified. 2 o'clock this afternoon, the start time for the public hearing in Ballroom A of Parkside's Student Center. Representatives of each school district, as well as others interested in education issues, expected to attend. Well before the hearing, task force members will tour Case High School, then visit Kenosha's Southport Elementary School. Legislation that would overhaul Wisconsin's civil service system appeared to be on the fast track. It's apparently derailed, though, in a Senate committee. Senate Labor Panel on Government and Labor Reform canceling the vote that was scheduled for today after a disagreement between Chairman Steve Noss and the author of the measure came to the surface. Noss wanted a change to give state agencies leeway to ask about a potential employee's criminal record. Senator Roger Rothbill bans the state from asking about those records unless a conviction would disqualify somebody from a job. There are going to be 5 candidates, including Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, squaring off. It's the first Democratic presidential debate coming up tonight in Las Vegas.
A handful of folks I chatted with just not interested at all into tuning into this debate.
You're not going to be watching?
I doubt it.
Can you give me a reason?
I'm just not into politics.
But Elizabeth, anxious to hear more detailed plans from all the candidates.
Someone with a platform that being more specific in their platforms and what they're going to do for the country.
Have the Democrats or even the Republicans been way too vague lately?
I believe so, and I think that's nothing new.
Another guy tells me he wants to hear Hillary Clinton face the tough questions live in front of the candidates on camera on the email scandal. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
And Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley is going to have at least one challenger in the next election. Senator Chris Larson announcing yesterday he will be a candidate. That election in Milwaukee County is next April. Quite a bit of property damage resulting from a Racine police pursuit of a vehicle Monday afternoon, which involved several high-profile central city streets and intersections. No injuries, fortunately, and the driver later taken into custody. 9th and Memorial, 12th and Valley, 16th and Taylor among the busy locations that offending car passed through, followed by marked squads as well as nearby side streets. Along the way, light poles, traffic signs, a parking meter, a building, and at least one other car reportedly struck. Formal pursuit was terminated by marked squads, but unmarked vehicles stayed on that offending car, which kept going despite a flat tire. Driver was arrested around State and Wilson Streets. A Racine man is the driver of a car that crashed into a building last week, now facing charges that include second-degree reckless homicide because a passenger died. 20-year-old Dartavian Watson, also accused of recklessly driving, causing injury, and two counts of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. The accident last Thursday at West 6th Street and Mound Avenue involving a vehicle going at a high rate of speed, weaving from side to side, running the stop sign at 6th Street, continuing then into the building across the street. Driver and two passengers hurt, the most serious, taken by Flight for Life up to Frederick Hospital, where the man died Saturday. Watson is in the Racine County Jail, a preliminary hearing set for next week. A series of burglaries and occupied home invasions on the east side of the village of Caledonia under investigation by police. WRJN's Janet Hoff says they're also putting out a reminder to folks about locking doors and windows, including on vehicles.
The area is bordered roughly by Charles Street in the village of Wind Point and north to south from 5.5 Mile Road to 4 Mile. The daytime burglaries have targeted homes secluded by trees and shrubs, with forced entry to one house from where guns were taken. The two home invasions involved occupants waking up to someone inside or hearing noises and then discovering drawers and storage areas disturbed. A news release says evidence recovered at each scene is being reviewed and several leads are being checked out, but anyone with information is urged to call the Caledonia Police Detective Bureau at 835-4423. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And a year in the Kenosha County Jail, followed by 3 years of probation, the sentence given. Former Bullen Middle School teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a high school student. Christopher Hemba taught tech ed when the victim's family discovered that relationship and reported it to police. Judge Bruce Schrader accepted Hemba's guilty plea to sexual assault of a student by a school staffer. Two other charges were dismissed in return. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Just go to the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400, WRJN News.